This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to the power rankings here in a moment. But as you look at the NFC landscape, there are some interesting possibilities for Washington. Like, if we believe that the NFC East is there for the taking, not just because Washington's a good team with a really good quarterback, but that Dallas is in complete disarray. You know, also add to that, they're not very good. Philadelphia is talented, but they appear to be, you know, ripping apart internally from the seams. And if you believe they're going to win the division and you just, you know, kind of play the schedule game, which I hate to do, but there's a really good chance to win 11 games, you know, which they haven't won since 1991. You know, they're 4-2 right now. They have games against the Panthers. They have a game against the Giants. They have games against the Titans and the Saints. That's four right there, you know, that you know you'll be favored in more likely than not. I'm assuming the Saints will still be terrible. I don't know. Maybe Derek Carr will be back at that point. You know, like we say every year, it's not about who you play. It's about when you play them. And the Saints could be a perfect example of that. You know, is Derek Carr back? Is he playing? Is Olave back and healthy? Or, you know, who knows? Rather than if you played them right now, like tonight, like Denver is, they're devastated right now injury-wise. They're starting Spencer Rattler. They don't have a starting receiver that's going to play in the game against, by the way, a pretty good defensive team. But if Washington somehow, you know, won, let's just call them now, the games that they're supposed to win, the Panthers, the Titans, the Saints and the Giants, okay, although I don't think the Giants are a should-win game, but we'll see what it looks like. And then you can split with the Cowboys and the Eagles. Maybe we think they'll sweep one of those two teams. And you can get one somewhere else, the Falcons, the Steelers, the Bears. And you can get to 11 wins. Do you know what's going to be in play in the NFC? The one seed. As in the seed that makes you have home field advantage throughout, that makes you not necessarily the favorite, but you don't have to win three games to get to the Super Bowl. You only have to win two, and both of those games would be at home. And the reason I say that is because the NFC North, they're going to beat each other up, not to mention the teams that are still on their schedules, you know, the rest of the way. Like, we'll exclude the Bears. But, like, the Lions still have, in addition to their division teams, they still have to play the Texans, the Bills, and the Niners. You know, the Packers still have to play, you know, the division teams, the Texans, the 49ers. They got to go on the road and play the Seahawks. Minnesota probably has the easiest run, but they may be the team that loses the most within the division. So if Washington were to get to 11-6, and then the NFC North beats the hell out of each other, plus they've got other tough teams on their schedule, and let's just say the winner is 11-6. Maybe there's a two-team tie between Green Bay and Detroit, or Green Bay and Minnesota, or Detroit and Minnesota at 11-6. And then the NFC South winner, the truth is, both of those two teams are capable, but are they capable to win more than 10 games? I don't know. They're both, you know, the Falcons currently sit there at 4-2. They still have tough games left. Tampa still has tough games left. I don't put them at the top of the conference. Let's just say they win the division with a solid 10-7 mark. And then you get to the 49ers, who have already lost three games. They play the Chiefs this week. They still play the Packers on the road. They have to play the Bills on the road. They still have to play the Lions at home. Late season, they got to go to Miami to play. Maybe Miami's healthy. Maybe they catch them at the wrong time. What if the 49ers from 3-3 only got to 10-7 or 11-6, even though that was more than good enough to win their division? 11-6, if Washington gets there, is probably in the hunt for a one seed. Worst case, in the hunt for a two seed. The two seed, remember, does have to play at home the opening weekend of the postseason. But if you win, the next weekend, the divisional round, is at home as well. The two seed gets two home games, but has to play opening weekend, wild card weekend. The one seed gets the bye, and then they get home field for the next two if they win, you know, their first one. Just something to keep in mind. It's early. Things change. Understood. But at 4-2, and with what they have and what they may be capable of doing, even though I don't think with this defense they would be a threat even with home field advantage to get to the Super Bowl, although that makes it a more intriguing case, but the NFC North is going to beat the hell out of each other. The NFC South probably doesn't end up with an 11-win team, more like a 10-win team, whether it's Atlanta or Tampa. And the NFC West, the 49ers are the key. Like, it's pretty early to be rooting for things like this, but we definitely want the Chiefs to beat the 49ers on Sunday. You know, you get them as many losses so that if you end up having to play them in the postseason, it's at Northwest Stadium. That's what they call it now. All right, let's get to our power rankings.
Rank them 1-5.
I've got the power!
NFL
was
power
that a bit
rankings.
Premature, Denton?
Yeah. I mean, it kind of feels like when we were talking about the Nationals playoff rankings in May. We're like, well, we still got a lot of season left to go.
I get it. But the chances of making the playoffs and winning the division, they're the favorite right now. Like, if they weren't the favorite to win the division and they were 3-3, obviously the conversation would be really stupid. It may be stupid to enough of you already. And look, I'm fine with that. I just, as I'm looking through the rest of it, you know, back in the day when they actually were, you know, before we knew that they were really a bad organization, everybody at the station called me Mr. Playoff Scenario Guy. I had all the playoff scenarios figured out. It's been a long time since I've really, you know, delved into that hobby, but I just did it today, and I'm like, you know, if they get to 11, they could certainly be in the running for a two seed, worst case, which would really, you know, make it more likely that they'll win a playoff game because they would be playing the 7 seed in the first round. More likely than not the favorite in that game. And then they'd have the next game at home to get to the NFC title game. All right, power rankings, Denton. I'll go first. We'll go number 1 through number 5. Because number 1, I think, is easy. I've got KC at number 1, the Chiefs, as one of 2 undefeated teams. What's really funny about my top 5 here is I'm not going to have the other undefeated team, the Minnesota Vikings, in my top 5. Because right now, I think Baltimore is the second best team in the league. Actually, I think you could make the case that they're the best team in the league right now. And the last 2 weeks have turned it around for me because Lamar's just playing at a ridiculous level. This is Lamar Jackson now at his peak powers, and we're going to get this for the next few years, and it's going to be fun to watch. And Baltimore, you know, they got to win it. They got to get there, and they've got to win one. And he's going to need to get there and win one for his legacy because he's already a Hall of Famer, people. You know, I love the conversation. Remember before the season started, and it was like, yeah, I don't want Jaden to just end up being Lamar Jackson. I want him to be so much more. And maybe he will be, but Lamar Jackson is a Hall of Fame player who has now developed into a guy that can just sit back in the pocket and kill you. And he just has to get over the hurdle of getting to a Super Bowl, because quarterbacks really do have, you know, even though it's the most dependent position in sports and you're only out there half the time, you know, Marino's legacy has been, you know, dinged because he only got to one and he didn't win one. Lamar's going to have to get to a couple, or at least get to one and win one. Baltimore's number two on my list. Number three on my list, the San Francisco 49ers at 3-3. I think it's about to start coming around for them. They looked really impressive in their win against Seattle last Thursday night. Big time game, obviously a Super Bowl rematch game. I wish Washington and Carolina this week were playing at 1 o'clock, because I'd love to just kick back and watch San Francisco and Kansas City from Arrowhead in that time slot. Number four for me, the Houston Texans. They're for real, Denton. They are definitely for real when it comes to, you know, being explosive offensively. I like everything about C.J. Stroud. I like everything. How long is Nico Collins out for?
He's out for at least 4 weeks with the IR placement.
Yeah, that doesn't help. This game against Green Bay Sunday at Lambeau is a hell of a matchup. I actually thought about putting Green Bay in this spot, and maybe I will next week. But I've got Houston at four, and then I'm going to do something that I, you know, shouldn't be able to do, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to give Detroit and Green Bay the fifth spot. Both of them. I could not decide on which one I wanted at number five.
We're just breaking rules over here.
Yeah, we're just breaking rules. And that means I've got Minnesota, Washington, Atlanta, you know, on the outside looking in of the top five. You know, certainly Minnesota would be the biggest omission for most people. What's your top five?
So our top two are the same. It's the Chiefs and the Ravens. I would greatly push back on anybody that doesn't have that combination in the top two through the first 6 weeks of the season, particularly with the way that the two quarterbacks have been playing. But at number three is where we differ. I have Minnesota in there. Minnesota has not allowed anyone other than the Green Bay Packers to score over 20 points against them. I mean, their
Green
defense
Bay scored those late,
and they scored them late
when
too,
they were
right?
Their ass kicked.
So it was what you could consider to be garbage time. I mean, this defense is so good, and then we've talked about their remaining schedule. Even if I'm not the biggest of believers in Sam Darnold, this is the perfect situation for a guy that's a fine quarterback in the NFL, because he really doesn't have to do a ton. They have not been put in a position, and I don't know that they will, just looking at the rest of their schedule, be put in very many positions where you're like, hey, Sam, it's the fourth quarter. You have to go win us a football game. So as of right now, I got Minnesota at that three spot, and then I have the Texans at four. They're really starting to pick up steam, and I mean, trading for Stephon Diggs was great with the Nico Collins injury, and as you know, C.J. Stroud and Stephon Diggs get more and more chemistry, more and more time together, I think that is just going to flourish. And then I did not have the tough time deciding at number five. I put Green Bay. And it really came down to, one, the Aiden Hutchinson injury. I think that hurts what the Lions are going to do defensively. But outside of Jaden Daniels, Jordan Love is the best quarterback in the NFC. I like Jared Goff. Don't love Jared Goff. I love what I've seen from Jordan Love since his return from injury. He is so good. So I have the Packers at number five.
Do you know that the Aaron Schatz DVOA overall ranking, Minnesota's the best team in the league and Detroit's the second best team. Then it's Baltimore, KC, followed by San Francisco, Houston, Buffalo, and then Green Bay's 8, Tampa's 9, and Atlanta is 10. Washington is 12 because their defense is still, you know, low ranked. It's 28th, but they're second in offense. Their special teams, by the way, is ranked 6th overall in the league per that metric. But they have Minnesota, Detroit 1-2, followed by Baltimore, KC. The Minnesota thing is interesting, man. Their defense is one of the best defenses in the history of the league through 5 games. They've only played 5. And so even in this day and age where offense trumps defense, and it does, when you're that dominant on defense, and by the way, you are taking away the ball, where are they on takeaways? I think they're pretty much, I think they're up there. They're third. They're third behind. Green Bay's number one in the league with 17 takeaways. Chicago's two with 13. Minnesota's three with 13. How about that? Those three teams in the division. By the way, Detroit's got 10 takeaways. You know, this is always a telltale every year in the NFL, you know, turnover margin, you know, positive turnover margin. Once you get through, you know, at least a third of the season, Green Bay's number one in turnover margin, Buffalo's two, the Chargers are three, the Steelers are four, Chicago's five, Detroit's six, Minnesota's seven. Those top seven teams all with winning records. And then you get to New Orleans. They're eight. They don't have a winning record. Then it's San Francisco and Tampa Bay to round out the top 10. So nine of the top 10 teams with a positive turnover margin have winning records right now. But in terms of takeaways, you know, Minnesota's dominant, and then they're third in takeaways. Wow. Washington, not so good in takeaways right now. Just four total in six games. That is 28th in the league. Not good enough.
They've not very good, better. As Steve Spurrier says.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, we've seen defenses be not very good as NFL fans, but their defense takes the ball away at a decent clip, so it kind of masks the fact that the defense gets run on and gets thrown on and gets moved on, but somehow they're able to create turnovers. You got to be good at one of those two things, either stopping people and forcing people to punt or taking the ball away. And right now, they're not good at either one of those two things. They can't stop anybody that's good, and they can't take the ball away. So that's something that, you know, Quinn and Witt Jr. obviously came into D.C. from their years in Dallas and being great at taking the ball away. That's got to improve. It typically doesn't improve, though, Denton, without at least some semblance of a playmaker in their pass rush. That's the problem. Or you're just playing a bunch of bad quarterbacks, which they actually aren't playing a lot of great quarterbacks the rest of the way, right? I mean, you've already played Deshaun. You've got Andy Dalton. You've got Caleb Williams. You got Daniel Jones. You got whomever starting in Pittsburgh. You got Jalen twice. You got Will Levis. Who knows who will be starting in in New Orleans? You got Dak twice, but who knows what that'll look like? The best quarterback left on their schedule is you know who. In this 17th week, next to last week of the season, it is. It might be the best offensive team on their schedule the rest of the way. Atlanta on December 29th. Okay. There have been a couple of, you know, trade deadline stories written and some suggested washing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Washington trades. We'll go over those when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.